What the fuck?
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 Glenn here from FakeShemp.net with another episode of What the Fuck Was That? The micro podcast that acts as a proverbial doormat where we wipe the cinematic shit right off our feet. Alrighty then. Ace Ventura Jr.
AKA Ace Ventura 3.
It stinks. Words don't describe the pain and the suffering one endures when they're watching this festy pair of soiled undies. Not only does it qualify for What the Fuck Was That, but it conjures up a much stronger feeling of what the fuck were they thinking? Of course, we all know what they were thinking. But really, did they ever simply consider this to be a bad idea? I get the whole cash grab angle, but was there really that much cash to grab? There's no Jim Carrey, it was made for video, little promotion, dismal sales reports, 100% bad. So of course Ace Ventura's out of the picture, but his son comes along, not an adult son, but a short, tubby, fat kid son. A twerp of a kid doing his best Jim Carrey impersonation in this kid-orientated tub of slime. The movie was directed by David M. Evans, who's actually quite a good family-friendly director, which makes this really surprising. Some of his movies include The Sandlot and First Kid, and he also wrote A Far Off Place, Radio Flyer, Hocus Pocus, even Class of 1999.
That's true.
Look, kids' movies are really easy to diss. For every truly good kids' film, there's at least 10 awful ones. Kids aren't cinematically savvy, they don't deconstruct what they see. So filmmakers exploit that and they dumb things down just because it's easy. And that's okay sometimes. But they should be responsible, and when it comes to Ace Ventura 3, it proves that you can't polish a turd.
Well, that's not entirely true. Mythbusters did actually prove that you can polish a turd.
Not to mention, to use a great comedy property like this as the foundation for a cheap, kid-friendly DTV cashy not only disgraces itself, it disrespects the name and it also insults the fucking audience.
Yeah, but kids will love it.
You'd think that, huh? And I'm sure some do. But I've watched it with kids and I've seen how much they hate it. And as adults, we owe it to kids to provide them with quality entertainment, not cheap plastic shit like this. Yeah, this one makes me angry. Fuck it, I'm done. You can subscribe to FakeChamp.net podcast on iTunes, Podbean and Stitcher. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and watch us on YouTube. Catch you next time, Ray Finkel.